Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
are live at the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
Jessica. So, guess what?
What?
Looks like we're not going to get hit with that hurricane.
No way. Yes, we are.
Are you disappointed? You sound disappointed.
No. I mean, we had a big phone conference at work today, and we have all kinds of, you know,
plans.
Stuff happening because just to prepare. So, how do you know this?
I just watched the Weather Channel. And they said it's veering away. It's gonna go to the east, hopefully, and probably.
Well, I hope so too.
I know. Well, you always get electric back on before we do.
I know. Helps having people that work for Progress Energy living in my neighborhood.
It really does, doesn't it? I know. It's not good. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in today. Our show tonight is going to be interesting, fun. We're going to do lots of readings. And we're going to hopefully be able to do some readings, give some advice, and just chat with our listeners. We like doing that every week. And if you want to call in and ask a question or have a mini reading, you can do that by dialing 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And feel free to ask us a question or make a comment or even if you have some advice for us. We're always willing to listen, so give us a holler. And I think Susie Q, hopefully. Oh, yes, I see. Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in the chat room keeping things safe and sound there. So welcome, Susie Q. And I have to tell you all, Susie sent me a book, which I didn't have a chance to read, but I will be reading in the next few days.
What book is that?
I can't tell you the title because it's sitting inside.
It's about a
boy who had a near-death experience.
Oh.
And another one of my clients actually read it, and they both say this is like the most amazing book. And now I'm sorry that I don't have it.
Well, I
want to
read it.
As soon as I'm done, I'll let you read it.
Definitely. Yeah,
definitely. Because we're going to be doing a show on near-death experiences, and it should be interesting. It's nice to read those stories. I think not only does it give you a peek into to what has happened to others, but I think it's just a nice book of hope, too.
Right. That gives you that little glimmer of hope, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me, how was your weekend?
It was a very hectic weekend. Actually, we didn't have our normal, you know, adventure Saturday. My nephew got married on Saturday, so we all went, stayed in a hotel, had lots of fun. It was a fun wedding. My nephew is 27, and his fiance is actually younger than him, and so the crowd was very young. I told my sister I felt like I was at prom.
Oh, wow. But you had a good time,
We had a great time.
Good. And the food was good?
Food was wonderful. It was at a beautiful country club in South Florida.
See, that's what we
And they had a band.
Oh, cool.
A real band. And guess what the name of the band was?
What was the name of the band?
The Evil Monkeys.
You know, I love that.
Can you imagine saying, the band that played at my wedding was the
Evil Monkeys. Well, what did his sister, Lisa, what band did she had a DJ.
She had a DJ.
So good.
Which is, a lot of people do DJs. This way you do a variety of music.
Right.
And
right.
The only problem with this band was it was more like a cover band.
Right.
It wasn't really a wedding band.
Okay.
So they didn't announce anything, which is really odd. Okay, suddenly they're cutting the cake.
Nobody knew it.
Nobody announced it.
See, you get the really good music, but then you don't get the little repertoire.
Which is nice.
But you had a good time.
We had a wonderful time. I can't believe my nephew's married, and my son is actually the same age as him.
Oh.
So hopefully put some little thoughts in his head.
I think it already has.
Yeah. Well, he's actually talking marriage now, finally.
He is. Didn't he mention something about a castle?
Well, yes. He would love to get married in a castle, which...
Yes.
Is interesting.
That is interesting. I mean, you know, we gotta do more lottery runs. We ran out tonight before the show to a convenience center next to the studio here to get some tickets, and we got our you know, because for us it's at what 160 million,
160
I think.
Million.
And so we do this, and we bought some rub offs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we both won a little bit. I won 10. You won
25. I won
25,
which is, on a scratch off is unusual.
So she said lunch is on her Saturday, which is good because where are we going?
And everybody's going to go, why are you going there? We're going to Dinosaur World.
It's so bizarre. It's one of those places we've never been. We've driven by it a million
times. Right, right.
And we have a coupon.
We have a coupon, and we're forcing our children to go whether they want
right.
to or not.
Because I think their words were, what? What is that? That's the world of dinosaurs. That's what it is. Gosh darn it. So it should be a lot of fun. I think it'll be a blast.
It'll be fun. I mean, it's someplace I've heard about for years. And it's just giant. And this is really ridiculous. It's a giant, like, paper mache.
It's going to be so bizarre. I'm sure we're going to have an absolute great time. We'll probably be cracking up through the whole thing. And really, that's all it's about. It's having fun. So who
right.
cares?
It's like visiting the giant ball of yarn, you know?
You know, we were coming. Okay, I can be so oblivious. Okay, now you'll appreciate this. I was walking with my children. Everyone into the mall the other day. I believe it was it Monday, because I was on the phone with you at the time, walking into the mall, and I was talking to Jessica on my cell phone, and we're walking, and I'm focusing on something. A bomb can literally go off, and almost did.
Which almost did.
So as I'm walking in, I'm talking to Jessica, and the kids are walking with me, and I'm chatting away. And I hate to be one of those people. I'm usually not, but I just we hadn't talked because you'd been away.
Right.
You're kind of telling me about the wedding.
Right.
And my kids were teasing me because, you know, they were saying, you know, I was saying, oh, really? And what did you order? And okay, so we're walking in, and all these people come walking out, and they're carrying plates of food. Now, me, and in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, buffet somewhere. Good, let's go.
Coming
right?
out of the ball, that'd be a little odd.
Plates of food, right? And I'm talking and chatting, and all of a sudden my girls are like, Ma, get off the phone. I'm like, what? And they're like, don't you see the sirens? Don't you see the lights? They were evacuating the Altamont Mall.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, Now, to make matters worse, that night we had seen Paul Blart Mall Cop, you know, that show with a mall security guard.
I love that movie. It's so cute.
So now I'm like, okay, so now we're through Barnes & Noble at this point, and I had just hung up with you, and I'm like, okay, well, now we have to make a decision. So everyone's, like, hitting us as they're trying to get out. And I'm like, well, but see, here's my thought. We can actually get into the store, exchange the dress that my daughter wants you to exchange, and get out before.
Well, what if there was a bomb or a fire?
Well, there's that, but there's also lower wait time, right? No lines. I'm thinking, okay, let's weigh this out. But having seen that movie, I'm like, okay, it would be really horrible if just to get on a shorter line, I would take going to a mall where all the alarms are going off.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, I'll tell you what. We'll just stand here a minute. And then this man came by and I said, excuse me, sir. Is there a reason the mall's being evacuated? He said, I don't know, but they're locking up all the
stores. Oh, my gosh.
And I'm thinking, we could run.
You are hilarious.
Well, all of a sudden the alarms go off. And then I said, well, looks like they're open for business again. And we go to the store. And sure enough, somebody had pulled a fire alarm in the mall. And it was sad, though, because here it was, I guess it was like 6:30, and now all the stores, half of them were shutting down because the employees shut down, locked up, and went home.
They
right?
went home?
A lot of them went home, yeah, especially the jewelry stores because for them
to
shut down.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it's a kind of a big, and so they decided they weren't going to reopen. And the good news was we didn't have any lines.
You could have been exploded in a bomb.
It's pretty sad, isn't it? I mean, I know.
Yeah.
That's
a diehard shopper for you.
I know. I just wanted to get in and out quick, and I'm thinking, I did not, you know, in rush hour traffic, it could take 35 minutes to get there, and I just didn't want
to
have to make
true.
That trip again.
That's true,
so.
Yeah. Let's risk our lives to save a little time.
You know, all I can say is we all have our own thing. We've got people calling in, so I'm going to go ahead and take a call in just a second. We'll be back in 2 seconds, and right after that, we'll be doing live calls and doing live readings.
La 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 into this strange world, hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, I felt a joy on the field, finding myself making every possible mistake.
Just sounds like you're in church, doesn't it?
Yes.
The end of that song? It really does. That's called New Soul by, and I think I want to pronounce this correctly, but I'm not sure, Yael Naim?
Yeah.
Name? Y-A-E-L-N-A-I. Name, yeah. Isn't that the song they had, the Apple song?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was. I always liked that. That's why I downloaded it, because I thought it was fun.
Is this an Apple song?
Well, just like, I thought it was upbeat and cute.
It
every time
I
heard it, I always thought it was really good. Well, let's go ahead and take our first caller, who's been waiting patiently, and I really appreciate it. Hi, you're on live with Dr. Jenny and Jessica. Is this Verdi?
Hi.
Hello, is Verdi
yes,
on the
it
line?
Is.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to know, just a general angel reading kind of a thing, what it is I need to know at this time, please.
Okay, very good. Well, first of all, Rudy, where are you calling from?
South Georgia.
South Georgia. Okay, very good. All righty. And can I, why do I, Verdi is your actual name?
Verdi, like a little bird.
Oh, Verdi, not Verdi. Thank you, because Verdi wasn't connecting for me at all. Okay, that makes
yes
more sense. Very, very good. Okay, let me take a look here and see what I see. Hold on a second. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to tell you, I see a couple of things here that I want to talk to you about. You've recently been through a bit of a learning experience. I think that in the last, I would say, year and a half or so, there have been some things going on in your life, but you're stronger now because of them. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm, okay. And I also see, I'm seeing, they're showing me, and I'm going to just tell you the way I see it, because sometimes I don't quite get it, but I'm going to explain it to you. They're showing me, I'm seeing lots of musical notes, and I don't know why that is, but I'm also seeing that as the maternal figure, you're very, very strong, and that's an important part of the role that you play. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Now, I don't know what the musical notes are representing. I'm trying to understand this, and I'm not quite sure I do. Do you think you can help me with that? Are you involved with anything musically, or is that your release, music?
That is my release. Music touches the very core of my being. And I love to play the piano, and I will just sit there and play. And I once dedicated a song to my angels, said, "Angels, this is for you." And I played them a song, classical music, and the room filled with this incredible energy, 360 above me, below me. It was like it was standing room only.
That's so
and
awesome.
It was incredible.
I love that.
I broke down, started crying. but it was
well,
I've never experienced that before.
And this is why they're showing me literally, and that's kind of how I'm seeing it. I'm seeing musical notes are just, I just see them kind of surrounding. It's almost like a cyclone of musical notes, and that is the reason, is because it touches your very soul. And so you know that whether times are good or times are bad, or just that calm time in between, music is something that you should always be a part of your life, because it really, it kind of fills up your soul. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it will, and it always will. So don't ever change that. I know that you know that you have angels that surround you, and I have to tell you about this one particular angel, Ariel. And I don't know if you've ever felt a particular association with Ariel. Have you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And you know, angels are not, you know, sex specific, not gender specific. But Ariel, I think of her as more of a as a female, and she's kind of like the master of creating balance and harmony, even in chaotic situations. And so she's big. She's a good one if you're involved in overcoming environmental concerns. She's good to have around when you're looking to have your home cleansed and purified. She helps bring harmony to your relationships, especially in your home environment. And I just see her kind of hovering around you. And so I think that's important that she's there. I think she's done some work and she still has some work to do, which is why I'm seeing her. She's also very strong with healing of injured animals. So I think this is why she communicates with you and stays around you, okay? But I see her around you all the time. And you should, if you ever get a chance, do a little research on her, Archangel Ariel.
Okay.
That's A-R-I-E-L. But I see her around you very, very much. And the other thing I want to tell you is that I see, too, that you're spiritual. I'm not sensing a specific religion. I just feel you're extremely spiritual in nature, and that you have a very, very strong faith, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. There's something else that's being shown to me, though. I'm seeing a leadership personality has come out in you, and this leadership personality has started guiding you in some new directions that you haven't been in the past. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Well, why are you surprised?
I don't know. I just have this new interest. Just something that I want to do.
Do you want to share?
Oh, sure. I attended a food nutrition, like a food healing conference, and I was so turned on by it that I want to open my own organic food store, and
wow.
It's just so inspiring.
Okay. I think it's...
I want to learn more.
Yeah, and I was just going to say to you, what I see is practice makes perfect, and when I see that, it tells me that you want to make sure that you have a good support, and by support I mean foundation for what you want to do. I think it's great. I think this is a jumping-off point for you. I think it's a time in your life where you're going to take control. And I don't know if this seems right, but I'm going to say it because it's being shown to me. It's time for you to do your thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems...
Yes.
Okay. I sense that always in your life you were always busy taking care of everyone and everything else, but never really doing your thing. And so now you're going to get a chance to do your thing. And what I will tell you is, take the time to get properly educated, although you do have a base knowledge because it's the way you always controlled your life. I mean, I see that you were always a healthy eater, correct?
Yeah, fairly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I am signed up to take another class in November.
Great, don't let anybody break you away from that. And what I will tell you is get as strong of an education as you can. And this is the weirdest thing that I'm being shown. It's not weird, but weird because they're telling me you do not compromise in what you're thinking of doing. The way you want to do it, don't compromise, because you're going to get rewards and you'll make steady progress with the thought process that you're on, because you do have a thought process. Now, this is going to sound really weird, but this is, again, what they're showing me. And I keep saying really weird only because this is an unusual read that I'm getting. It doesn't follow the atypical. So... did any part of that holistic nutritional meeting that you went to, did any of it have anything to do with animals?
Well, the connection with the animals is that we found a wounded puppy in the woods that somebody shot him in the leg and had a broken leg, and we've been nursing him back to health. And the doctor saved his leg. So, in fact, I just got back from Jacksonville today. He had a doctor's appointment. So, yeah, we've been working on this poor dog.
Okay.
But he's been
faint. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm actually seeing it as a different connection. I'm almost seeing that you're going to be getting involved with better nutrition in the feeding of animals.
Okay.
And yeah, I know. Probably not something that you thought about, but for some reason it's being shown to me. I see that it's going to take this new agenda that you have, and somehow you're going to continue to get educated, but then I see you taking a slight pause. And I think the pause may have something to do with, and pause in P-A-U-S-E, not P-A-W-S, take a little pause. And then I see you moving forward, but utilizing what you've learned to help the nutrition and the feeding of animals. I actually, believe it or not, see a more of a doggy boutique being opened by you. Don't ask me why, but this is what I see. So do with that what you will. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. I'm an animal person, got 6 cats, 2 dogs now, and a lot of fish. And so I am very much connected to animals. Yeah, they're my
cats.
First love besides my son.
Wow, okay. Well, so then that's not that far a stretch at all, is it?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in and listen to the show. I always love to hear from our listeners, and call back again, okay?
I will. Thank you, Dr. Jenny.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye now. God bless. Now, that was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I actually saw her taking the nutritional part and the benefits and organic, eating organically, because and converting it into a way to feeding your animals so that they get the healthy benefits, because the stuff they feed animals today is pretty nasty.
Oh, I know.
It really is.
They have those edible doggy bakery places.
Well, yeah, and if you go to some of these places, there's a place right down here that it's a gourmet place, and I mean, you know, you can buy organic made food for your pet, you know, and there are those of us who our dogs or our animals are like our children. I will say my dog is like my child.
Yeah.
She's my third child, I've decided, you know, so because I love her to death. And your dog is too. You
oh,
love
she's
your dog.
Sweet, yeah.
And, you know, you used to have Animal Central at your house.
Oh, you know what? Growing up, and I always loved animals. And, you know, I think the problem is you get older, you just don't have the time.
Well, and you want them to be cared for.
Well,
you
right.
know?
And I don't want them to be home alone all the time, you know.
No, that's true. That's
so
true.
So we're down to one dog, and that's like the
one
least
dog.
Amount of animals. We've always had cats and dogs and fish and turtles and everything.
Yeah. I can't imagine being dog-free, although it was, I'm not going to lie, when you don't have a pet, like when our dog passed away, we went a year or two without having a dog because it broke our heart.
Right.
Yeah. And but during that year and a half, travel was a lot easier.
Well, yeah. When
you know?
We went to the wedding this weekend, you know, I had to have somebody come over.
Yeah.
You know, watch the dog, take her out, all that
right.
stuff.
Right. And, you know, I want to just say something as we're talking here. Bertie, who just called in, I hope you're still listening. Watch your right knee. Just be careful because I'm getting a little heating sensation there, which means that your right knee is going to either is giving you trouble now or is going to be giving you some trouble. Nothing serious. Just keep an eye on it. Be a little extra careful. That's all I have to say about that. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll be back in 2+2 and take some more live calls. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Sounds like a plan.
Give me more love than I've ever had. it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make me feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words, and that's what I'll do. I love you. Give me more love from the very start. Piece it back together when I fall apart. Tell me things you never even tell your closest friends. Make me feel good when I hurt so bad. Best that I've had, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, two, three, four. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words, and that's what I'll do.
I like their music so much. It just reminds me so much of the early Beatles and everyone else, and I really like that, and it's pretty good. You know what? I wanted to do this from last week because we were doing some of the songs from some of the old sitcoms.
Yeah,
remember?
Was
it was fun, and there were a couple that I really liked, and there was a couple that were really silly. But the one that I particularly liked was one that you had come up with, which was Sanford and Son. Hadn't heard that in ages.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one more here because we never got a chance
okay.
to do it. So I'm going to do it real quick. Okay, here we go. Dolly in the chat room got it first. Partridge Family, yay. Susie, you came in second. Very, very good job. But you're all right. That is the Partridge Family. Remember that
cool
bus?
One of my favorite shows.
I love that show. Do you know, I used to, of course, everybody loved David Cassidy.
Well, right. He was the draw, really.
I didn't. I like Bobby Sherman. Remember Bobby Sherman?
I love Bobby Sherman, too. Whatever happened to Bobby Sherman?
He became an ambulance EMT guy,
what?
I think. Or was it a policeman? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That was him.
Really?
Yeah, what did Pons, what was his name, Pons, the guy from Chips, what did he become?
Oh.
No, Siri, Sherman,
Punch.
Bobby Sherman, Punch, that's his name, Pons. Yeah. Anyway, Bobby Sherman became, I believe, was an EMT.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't
well,
that cool?
That's interesting.
I know. You know, it's good. Everyone thinks it's so easy. You know, you're an actor on this famous show. But a lot of times, nobody realized how little money these people actually made in the early 70s.
Was Bobby Sherman on a show?
Well, Bobby Sherman was a singer, but
right.
But David Cassidy,
yes.
and all of those people.
But he's still in the music business.
Well, he is, but barely. He's in and out.
Well,
he had a reality show. Oh, that poor guy, though.
He's doing all these reality shows, you know.
Well, but he's been in rehab. I don't know how many times, and he's had his demons. That poor man. But you know, they don't make as much money as people think. And really, what skills do you have than to go work? You know, it's like
right.
okay, I can't get a job acting. And right now in this economy, it's really hard to get a job acting. So what do? Where do you go? You know,
good question. Well, Danny Bonaducci's a DJ on a radio station.
Well, he is, and he actually he's carved a little niche out for himself. So he's done really good. But you know, you look at some of the others
of the others that you go, wow, whatever happened to that person?
I know,
like
right?
Like Bobby Sherman.
You know what? We're going to look that up later. In the meantime, we are going to go ahead and take another call from another caller. Well, obviously, because we're taking a call. Hi, you're live, Linda, with Dr. Ginny and Jessica.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from today, Linda?
I'm calling from New York.
Calling from New York. Well, I happen to love the state of New York because I'm from New Jersey originally.
Oh,
and Jessica's
okay.
also from
yes,
New Jersey.
Yes, I am.
So we love that. So how can I help you today?
I just have a question. The last year and a half has been very tough for me. My parents passed away, and then a lawsuit has come up. So can you tell me, going forward, will things get better? I know missing my parents, that will never get better. I miss them every day. It's been very difficult.
First, you know, of course, I'm sorry for your loss. That goes without saying.
Thank you.
And I will tell you this, though. I know you're missing your parents, but and I know you have spiritual beliefs. I will tell you that your parents are closer than you realize. So don't feel like you've been abandoned, because I feel that really strong sense from you that you feel like you've got no one there for you, but you really do.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay, because they're truly there, all right?
We were very close.
I know, and I can sense it, and I know you felt like a big part of you died when that happened, and the fact is they're there. They're still there for you, and I think you've sensed it a little bit, but at the same time, you're not apt to talk about it because you're afraid of what people will think, but I do believe that you know that they're still surrounding you, correct?
Yeah, sometimes I know there's a song my mom likes and I play it over and over. So I'm sorry. And sometimes I feel her.
Well, you do feel her because I sense her around you. I sense her energy is real. Your mother was very, very protective of you. Your mother was very, she was your biggest advocate, correct?
Yes, that's
like,
right.
Yeah, she was always there to build you up, always, correct?
She was, correct.
I know. And I'm going to tell you, she's still there building you up, okay?
Okay.
She's still there building you up, all right? So don't feel as if she's not there, okay? Because
okay.
she is. All righty?
Thank you.
There was also, and it's not because we were just playing these TV shows, there was a show that she used to love to watch. Hold on. I'm not getting it, but there was a show that you used to watch with her.
You know, she loved to watch, like, the cooking shows, Food Network.
Mm-hmm. Because we were just doing these shows, I'm kind of getting the message to remind you of that,
okay.
that you can still do that. She's okay. still with you. She's just not sitting next to you on the couch.
Okay.
Okay? You can still do that. All right. All right. Now, regarding the lawsuit that's coming up, the pending litigation, I'm going to tell you what I see is this is going to be a positive for you. Okay?
Okay.
Whatever's going on with that litigation, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's not being revealed to me, but I feel like it's going to have a positive outcome for you. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't know how soon it's coming up, but I'm still seeing it's going to take some time before the whole thing is ironed out, okay?
Okay.
Even if it's going to soon, I'm seeing at least 3 months. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I was thinking 2 or 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I feel very, very comfortable that that's going to go okay. And you know the other thing, Linda? Yeah, I'm gonna remind you something. Everything that your mother taught you, every memory that you hold near and dear to your heart, you own that. No one can ever take that away from you.
That's true.
You have that, right? And you can move forward with those memories because your mother instilled a big part of herself in you, and so she lives within you too. Okay.
Know that
moving forward. All right, honey. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this has been helpful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Linda. You have a blessed night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's always so hard when we lose a loved one.
You and I both went through this.
Yeah, we sure did. And you know, it's true. I mean, you know, people say, oh, well, you're lucky because you kind of have this ability to communicate. And you do, but, you know, you do. You miss sitting there having it. My mother and I are coffee drinkers, and so when my mother used to, but for me, she's still around. She just doesn't physically drink the coffee, you know. So it costs me less when we go.
I was gonna say that might be weird.
Yeah, I'm only gonna get one, but we need two seats. No, seriously, I still talk to my mama, and I think it's important because believe me, folks, they can hear you. They're out there, and they can hear you, and they know when you're having a hard day. And sometimes you just need to sit back and think, you know, I'm having a really hard day, and if Mom were still here, what would she be saying to me? And if you just quiet your mind, you'll hear her. You'll hear her words, and you'll know that she's still there with you. They are a part of us, and don't ever think you're alone just because they've crossed over. They haven't actually died. They've just gone on to another plane.
Right, right.
You know, they've just gone on to another plane. And that's what's really important. You know what? We've got more callers on the line. We're going to take absolutely everyone we can tonight, and I think we're going to get a lot in. So we'll be back in just a second, and keep tuned in. We'll be right back. Ow!
Yeah.
with Steven Tyler, Feel So Good, the judge on American Idol. I love that. I'm telling you, you know, I was never heavy metal or into that kind of music growing up. I was the boring girl. I was like Bobby Sherman. I like the Beatles. I like the Monkees.
Oh, yeah, but those were the popular ones.
Carol King and that kind of thing. But, you know, Steven Tyler looked like a freak to me, okay? And you know how they say don't.
I always loved Aerosmith.
I do now, and it's so funny because I thought he looked like, you know, a freakazoid. And then I saw him on American Idol, and I'm like, okay, you know.
He's
this
got
is
that sex appeal, and he's.
Oh, my God, he's totally hot,
like
isn't
60
he?
Now?
Why, what, remember, we were, again, a guy in a band.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But seeing him, there's a compassion that comes through from him.
He
and
seems
I think
like a really sweet guy.
He really does, and there's a sensitivity to him and a compassion that I picked up on watching him, and I'm now his biggest fan. I mean, truly.
Oh,
I've always
loved him. I mean, he went through a lot of tough times, and he had drug problems, and
right.
You know, I mean, that's the life of the rock and roller. But
well, it is. It really is. And so what I think is really good is that I'm trying to type something into the chat room, and there you go, Grace. I think that'll help you out. Of course, I was kind of hoping that you didn't put the first three digits out there. I just wanted to make sure you knew them. So let's hope nobody put those together. But I think that'll help you out, okay? Okay, moving on. She'll know what
okay.
I'm talking about. Yeah, and anyone else in the chat room as well. I'm going to go ahead and take another call because I just got completely discombobulated. That was kind of funny. You know what? We're going to talk to Chris. Chris, hi, you're live on the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can we help you?
I wanted to see if you could give me some insight. Somebody that I still care deeply for, but I've put boundaries up with, has been recently coming into my life very strong, but really don't know where it's coming from and doesn't really tell me why he's coming around again. So I just wanted to see if you could give me some insight on all that. Because when I get with him, I tend to
lose it.
Focus.
I know. I can tell. That's what I just said. You lose it. You lose it completely when you're around him. It's like he's your kryptonite. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, you get sucked in every time. There's a special connection there, okay? Here's the thing. You're perturbed that he's coming around, and yet there's a part of you. It's like with one hand you're pushing him away, and with the other hand you're pulling him closer. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that is exactly how I feel.
Okay. And so here's the thing I'm going to tell you, okay? You and I both know that even though this guy floats your boat, so to speak, he's probably not the best guy to be in a long-term. As a matter of fact, you know you cannot be in a long-term relationship with him, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what I have to say to you. If you want to have this interaction with him because you're enjoying each other's company, that's fine, but don't put any qualifiers on it because you and I both know that he's not the one to go the distance with.
I understand what you're saying, but I've made that clear that especially because he's still with somebody else, and he's like, I don't know if he's trying to make sure that it's a go with us before he tells this other person or what his intentions are. And I've asked him to leave me alone in the sense, like, no, we cannot be friends. We got to, you go your way, I go mine. And he's just adamant, please, Christina, please. And I'm like, ugh. And like you said, I'm very vulnerable when it comes to him.
I know you are. I think that maybe what you're, I'm going to tell you this. I think that you know that long-term this isn't going to happen and all kind of red flags are going up. I'm going to repeat that for a reason. And the reason I'm repeating it is that I can't tell you what to do. I can tell you what I see. And because I'm also not supposed to be affecting your free will, right? So
correct.
What I can tell you is Girl, what are you doing? you know this is not a good relationship for you. And even though you're really, really intimately and strongly intimately attracted to him, this is going to be a problem for you. So I can't tell you not to, okay? I'm just saying, you know, I know you do have an agenda for the future and for yourself. And I know that you see yourself down the road in a different kind of relationship. And, you know, the clock is ticking. So why do you want to do this?
Seriously. Yeah, so his intentions aren't good then.
You know the answer to that. And, again, I'm not supposed to affect your free will. And I didn't tell you what to do. I'm just asking that question. What are you doing? I mean, you really do know. And you know every time he's – you know, I'm going to say this out loud, and I can't believe I'm going to say it. I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. And you'll appreciate it, I think. You know, do you ever see a dog in heat? They come sniffing around when they're not supposed to. Okay, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That does that not aptly describe him? Yeah, okay, okay.
Okay.
Enough said, okay? So, you know what to do. All right. Listen, Chris,
okay.
thanks for calling in, okay? Oh, you're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye now. Oh, she's cute. That's funny, yeah. I'm not supposed to tell people to do what to do, and I didn't, but
she obviously knows, too, that he is not good for her. I mean,
yeah.
I got that from the conversation.
I mean, come on. Yeah, there's no – she knows it, and you just got to be – yeah, you got to be strong. I mean, it's like I always said, I love ice cream sundaes, but I can't eat them because they're not healthy for me.
Yeah, but
okay?
Aren't they yummy?
Yeah, I do love them, you know, and I was thinking Saturday after Dinosaur World.
Sundays?
We're going to be in trouble, you know. Only I would go into a mall where the alarms are going out and people are running out with plates of food, and I'm thinking, oh, a buffet?
But that's the joy in life, right?
That is the joy in life. It's so awesome. Yes, it is. All right, so you know what? I want to jump into the chat room here and see what we've got going on. Let's see here. I know there's – it's so hard. Y'all don't realize how hard it is to read because you have to scroll up. Let's see here. Okay, so I want to tell you, we were talking about Bobby Sherman, and we're going to get to that in just a second. The girls in the chat room did name the book, and I'm going to find it here. In 1 second, I know it was there.
The book that you received?
Yes. Where is it? I'll find it in a second. I'm sorry, y'all. It's just so hard to read this because the second you scroll up, it scrolls back down on you. But I know it's here, so give me 1 second. Talk amongst yourselves.
We can't hear them.
Yes, you know, I know. It's not going to work
so
that
tell
way.
Us about Bobby Sherman. You did a little research while we were on a break.
You know, I'm going to tell you about Bobby Sherman because I can't find the name of the book because it's all the way up in the chat room. So here's the deal. Bobby Sherman, 70s teen idol. He's retired from the entertainment business,
mm-hmm.
and he was such a cute guy and such
cutie,
a nice
yeah.
man. You always got a good, compassionate feel from
mm-hmm.
him, too. Okay, he is now in public life. He donates his services as a sworn officer with the LAPD.
Oh, you were right.
See? Oh, but I was
more
right.
Thought he was an EMT, but...
Oh, okay, then let me finish reading.
Oh.
And to his foundation, which supplies volunteer EMTs to community events. Cha-ching.
Wow.
Yes, I was right.
Very good.
Don't ask me where I pulled that out of. Bobby continues to live at his longtime home in Encino. In his off hours, he enjoys spending time with his 2 sons and 5 grandchildren. He still has a very large fan following, so he dedicates this website, which I am now on, which is bobbysherman.com.
Big Go figure, right?
to all his fans, and it says, enjoy your walk down memory lane. And what's kind of neat is if you go to that website, you can see all kinds of information. And I want somebody to contact him and try and get him to be a guest on the show. Wouldn't that be so
cool?
That would
be cool.
I would love to do that. You know what? I know let me see. I might know somebody who might be able to do that. If any of y'all out there are good at tracking people down, you know what? Send them an email. Let's get him to come on the show just for a little bit. Because I know a lot of our listeners know who Bobby Sherman was.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? We won't make him sing or anything. You
he
know?
Actually did have a show, didn't he?
I'm pretty sure that he did have a show. He guest starred in roles in, of course, he was on The Dating Game. He was on the show The FBI. He had a role in The Monkees. Oh, but here it comes. Here Comes the Bride. Remember Here Come the Bride?
He was on Here Comes the Bride?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He was a regular.
Okay,
he
wow.
He was Jeremy Bolt. And Here Come the Bride.
Oh, okay.
And that was a weekly show, and it kind of built him up and built him up and built him up.
Here Comes
but,
the Bride. I haven't thought about
yeah.
that show in years.
He was on an episode of The Partridge Family. He was on an episode of All in the Family. So, I mean, he had a career, but you know what? This is what I love about this man, okay? He was a trained EMT worker since 1988, and now he works for the L.A. Police Department as a specialist officer, assigned to the training department where he is responsible for teaching people to sing. No, where he's responsible, I'm sorry, for teaching thousands of cadets first aid and CPR. So here's a guy who had all the glamour but realized, because it's a, you know, everyone thinks it looks so great, but it's a very solitary life, you know.
Well, and you can't go out in public and, you know, I can't even imagine that.
You can't do any of that. You know, and I was thinking today, which is totally, I mean, you know, just random me, but I saw this great room. I was, you know, Kirkland's. I love
yes.
Kirkland's. Okay. So they had this section of their website where you can see a room that they designed, and there was this room that I absolutely loved. And I was, like, trying to click the picture because I wanted to send it to Susie Q because she works in interior design
mm-hmm.
and she's in the chat room. And so I wanted to send it to her, and okay, here's the long and short of it. I couldn't click it, but I was thinking about it. You know, like looking at a room that's been designed by somebody, usually I'm not thrilled with it because they throw a lot more in it than you would ever have
right.
or that it would ever be functional to have in a room. And it kind of made me think about when you see models doing all these shows, you know, and they're at these fashion shows and they're walking down in these outfits that might look really glamorous. Or really neat or really exotic, but the truth is you could never wear most of what they're wearing
right.
out in public.
That's true.
Oh,
if you wore some of those gowns that those runway models wear?
People would think you were a freak. You know, because some of the way those outfits are put together, they're wonderful for the show.
Right.
And I think it's the same thing for a lot of the rooms that are designed because, you know, you look at them, and if you really look at a room the way a lot of them are designed, you know, you'd never be able to shut the blinds, right?
Right.
You see that in model homes, you know, or the bed is a catty corner in the room. You know, have
well,
your
that model home furniture is usually not real.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But yet it's very appealing to the eye.
Well, right.
And but this particular room was really nice, so I just wanted to say that because it was random. I wanted
it
to
was
be random,
random
for absolutely no reason.
We went from Bobby Sherman to Kirkland's. That's a little.
You did. I know it. I know. Don't ask me why. You know why? Because I'm going to take another caller. That's
okay,
why.
That makes sense.
Because I can. Hi, Jay. You're on live with Dr. Ginny. Is which Jay would this? Oh, I know which Jay this is. Is this the
this
Jay?
Is Jay the lumberjack.
I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. I hear that my girlfriend is called and is creating all this ruckus in your chat room, and you know, and left her phone in the car after she packed. You wouldn't believe how much stuff she packed to go to Alabama.
I would believe it, but here's the amazing part. When I saw in the chat room that had happened, I ran over to my email account, and I did a search, and I actually found your number, so I forwarded it over to her. So she's
well,
good.
Well, thank you very much, because I was concerned, but then I thought, well, maybe she took a nap.
Sure, but, and you know, which could, yeah, I mean, it could. She was probably exhausted anyway, but she wasn't. She was just thinking about you. Now, isn't that sweet?
It's a two-way street, so I totally understand, you know, how sweet that
Aww,
is.
Oh, sweet.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet. That's you're such a sweetheart, Jay. You've made everybody in the chat room and on the show fall in love with your relationship. You know that.
Oh, and not just there.
Okay.
Seems to be everywhere.
that's an awesome thing. I'm really happy for you both. So, are you calling in tonight just to say hello, or would you like to have a question answered?
Well, her sister is listening, and she really wanted me to sing the song I wrote for her. But, you know, I'm a bit on the tired side myself, but I decided that the next time I did a song on your show, I wanted to do something that another artist did and not just my own music. So I do have something that I would like to share if you'd like
We'd
to hear.
We'd love it.
I'd love it.
Absolutely. Go for it. We're ready.
You have to guess who the artist is.
Deal.
Is it Bobby Sherman?
No. I'm unsure what he's saying, but I do remember him.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, here it goes.
For you, there'll be no more crying. For you, the sun will be shining. 'Cause I feel that when I'm with you, it's alright. I know it's right. To you, I'll give the world. To
Songbird. Is that correct?
I don't. She might have been the original artist. I heard it with Stevie Nicks.
Oh really?
I've never heard Stevie Nicks do that.
Yeah. Songbird.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yes. 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 Oh, it's just,
so
she does it a little differently. Awesome. Very good.
Good job.
Could you hear it?
Oh, we heard it great. As a matter of fact, well, I see a bunch of hearts in the chat room, so I think a lot of people heard it, but definitely Grace heard it, and that's the most important. And let's see here. What are they saying? I think she's sending you hugs, by the way, Jay. I think Grace is sending you hugs. That was great. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
That was awesome, Jay.
Really, really nice. She's a lucky girl, and you're a lucky guy.
I enjoyed it. Oh, as long as I'm on the phone, I just would like to promote that I have a blog now that I'm doing on a daily basis, and it's http://jventure.blog.com. Just
say it again because it got cut off.
Okay, it's http://jventure.blog.com.
Very good. Perfect. And Grace, if you have that and you're in the chat room, do you want to type it right into the chat room so we can do that? Because that way our listeners can all have it and cut and paste it, and that would be wonderful. That would be great. That'd be great.
I'm trying to write some helpful information for everybody, as well as, express it in a different way. I think my life purpose, I wrote it down as that I wanted to, where did I put it? Gosh darn it. I wasn't ready to tell you. And I can't remember, I can't cite it from memory when you know. But
oh, well,
it was
that's okay.
Was to communicate through music and was to communicate with music and to communicate, I can't remember it. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. does it mention it on the blog?
No. Maybe I can put that in one of them.
I think it's a good idea. But I'm looking at your blog right now for our listeners, and it's great.
I'm doing daily affirmations at the bottom of each one too. So
wonderful.
We can get a daily affirmation that will encourage them to be and do more.
I love that. I love that. And I love what I'm seeing here. I don't want to read it out of context, but I will say this, that it's entitled Jay's Way, and it's very interesting, and I encourage everybody to take a look at it. Because it's also very motivational, and I think when you're talking about the book you read, a book called A Course in Miracles, being one of the most influential books you've ever read, can you tell people why you felt that way?
There's two books that really have affected my life. Most of my life I live strictly by the Bible, and I believe the Bible is the most important book that I've read, and I've read it several times, and I've read it intermittently at reading different scriptures. And I have a real passion and love towards, goodness in life, and I think the Bible is the manual to be a just and good person. And it teaches you how to love unconditionally God, or your source. People call it different things, but it really is about loving Creator God.
Correct.
And so when I read The Course in Miracles, it gave me another whole perspective, and it allowed me to understand that a lot of the perceptions that I lived by were just that, perceptions, and perceptions aren't real. They're just ideas. And once that you realize that you're basing life on not fact or not truth and just on perceptions, then you start to realize, wow, my thinking is skewed.
Right. Right. Right.
Once you stop being so skewed, it opens up another whole avenue of life and understanding. And so that book gave me that perspective and has altered my life dramatically.
I know it has. And I think that for anybody, when they change the perspective of the way they perceive things and also the way others perceive them, and you take it down to its purest form, all you get is honesty. And can anybody ever ask for more than that?
Right. You get
right.
What you actually get is you get life based in knowledge, and knowledge is something that is not disputable, but a perception can be disputed on many levels.
Correct.
You know, when you're in the knowledge, and knowledge is, like, besides honesty, it's the purity of love, you know, and love from source. You know, God is the ultimate source of love. He created all, and in each of us is his divinity. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we all have access to perfect knowledge through our divinity. It's a, everybody does. There's no,
correct.
No one is muted from it.
But sometimes we have to learn how to tap into that.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's where your discovery of, you know, life purpose is. We all have to learn how to tap into it and how to be coming from source, being love for every single person, for your neighbor, for your family, for your children. And when you come from that perspective, life is altered to its highest and best experience.
And you feel like you're living in bliss.
I know it sounds crazy, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. That's exactly the energy that I'm getting.
Yeah,
it
is.
That's why I said it.
You do live in bliss. And you know, I mean, I'm not... Listen, there's a million things wrong in every person's life, and those are lessons that, you know, you need to go through in order to get to that level of bliss.
Amen. And, you know, you said something that I really liked. You mentioned that the Bible is like a manual. And I think that I've never heard of the Bible being described as a manual, but I would agree with you 100%, and I will borrow those words because I think that's a very great way to put it into context as well. It is a phenomenal manual. And it's a great place to always go back to and to read and to reread because there are things in there that people need to really understand and take to heart. But I also think that there are other areas that we can grow in our spiritual strengths that we can get from other sources as well. And I think it's great that there's so many books that have been written about different ways to find your bliss, and I think it's great that you've made this journey and you continue to make this journey every single day, because it's really changed your life, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
It's opened up a whole arena of thought that I never knew existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Amen. And as Grace puts it, the Bible is life's instruction book. That's great.
That,
I love that.
Manual of life instruction.
There we go. Well, Jay, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for playing that song. We all loved it, and we appreciate it, and it's always such a special gift when you do that. So thank you so much. And it's good for you to know that Grace is safe and sound, okay?
Yes, thank you, and I appreciate your assistance in facilitating that truthfully.
Anytime. That's what you don't just get angel readings on this show. We also give out phone numbers. we are multitasking here. Jay, you have a wonderful night, okay?
Yes, you also, and it's always an honor for me to sing on your show, and I appreciate you allowing me.
Oh, we love it, and it's a special treat. So, again, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yes, you have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too now. Bye-bye. Such a sweetheart, huh?
Oh, yeah. His songs are awesome.
Such a nice guy and such a nice couple. We're going to get back. We've got several more lines that have come open. So if you want to get a reading, please go ahead and call in at our number at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And I'm going to play a very short song, and then we're going to get back, and I've got Mariah, and then I've got Sarah, who I'm going to be doing some readings for. So I'll be right back. This one goes out to Linda P.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever. So,
I don't think they've been along quite that long.
Forever and ever. You know what? We've had a caller who's unfortunately been dropped many times tonight as she's called in, so I want to get to her right away. Hi, Sarah. You're on live with the Dr. Ginny, with the Dr. Ginny Show. I've just changed the name of the show. You're on live with Dr. Ginny. How are you?
Great, Dr. Ginny. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and thank you for being so patient and persistent. I know that your call got dropped a few times, and I apologize for that.
No problem.
But we made a note of it, so I made sure that you got moved up in the queue accordingly, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, where are you calling from tonight?
I am in Florida.
Florida. So let me guess. Yeah. You're what, Daytona Beach area?
Oh, I'm a little bit more, I guess, north. I am actually in Jacksonville, Florida.
Ooh, okay, good. I love Jacksonville. You know, we're in Florida. Our studio is here in Florida as well.
Well, I was listening to your mall story, so I thought it was you that was talking.
Yeah, definitely was. So how can I help you tonight?
Well, I wanted a, I guess a mini reading. I had called in one time before, but it was more toward the end of the show and did not get a chance to get a reading. So I like to listen and, you know, see how you flow, because I had looked at your profile before. And I just love your genuine, you know, faith, you know, and the bio that's out there about you. And in listening to you tonight, you know, you are the genuine faith that I see.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me ask you a question. I know that you do have some questions. Would you like to ask those questions and we can start there?
Yes. I have two specifically. And it's been about 3 weeks ago now, and a lady who is, you know, she doesn't use the title prophetess, but she is a prophetess. And she told me, she said, Sarah, phenomenal money is going to hit your house. And I'm thinking, when and where? And the other thing, the second question I have is about schooling. It was amazing that the person who, you know, put that up there about financial aid. And, you know, I get all kind of emails, and I am wanting to make a decision because it's been on the back burner for a long time, and I'm just wondering if I'm focused enough to do that. I do think I'm at a point in my life now where I can be more focused to, you know, take one class at a time and then, you know, build it up to two. I want to do it online, so...
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make the right decision about, you know, my online class.
About that direction, sure. Well, the first thing I want to tell you is, do I think that you have the focus to take an online course? Absolutely. I absolutely know you do. I'm not just getting yes. I'm getting yes with what I call a vibration. And as any of my longtime listeners know, when I get yes to the positive with a vibration, that's not just yes. It's like, heck yeah. Okay. So I definitely see that for you, that if you decide to go back to school, definitely do that. And I think the person did post something in the chat room, didn't they, about financial aid?
Right.
And it's I don't know if that was Susie Q or if it was Dolly, but they're both extremely knowledgeable in that, and
right.
And God bless them for posting it. You know. But I would recommend that you do consider going to school. I think it's a wonderful idea. And the answer to your question is, if you do it, will you be able to follow through at it? And the answer that I'm getting is a very strong yes, okay? I'm seeing you'll be triumphant. So that tells me that, that not only will you do well, but you'll really excel at it. And the thing I want to tell you, and the other thing that I'm being shown here, is don't get nervous if all of a sudden you feel like you can't pull it off or if you feel overwhelmed by it, because it's when you start to feel overwhelmed and you push through anyway, then it all of a sudden the light bulb will go on and you'll realize you can do this, because you're not going to retain everything, but you know what? My 16-year-old, who's extremely brilliant and gifted, and my 14-year-old is the same way, and they don't retain everything. But I got to tell you what, they're straight-A students, so they can't always retain everything, but that's okay, because all you have to do is go in there and do the job, and you will do well. You will be successful, I'm telling you. And don't worry if you can't retain everything. Don't let that be your goal. Let your goal be to be, I want to do the very best I can each and every day. I'll give it 100%, and I know God will take care of the rest, and I promise you he will.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. That's real important. On the schooling part, I feel really confident. Now, you know, you said that somebody told you they saw a money hitting your house. Now, I'm hoping that's not in the form of a Mercedes-Benz crashing into it, because that would be a really bad thing. And I'm kidding about that. You know that. But
said it, you
right?
Know.
Couldn't you see it, though? Wouldn't you know?
But
well, what I'm going to do.
Because I've been looking for a job for several months, and nothing has come up yet. So it's kind of like I keep looking in the mailbox thinking that I'm going to get this inheritance check from an unknown person.
I wish I could tell you I see an inheritance check coming. I don't see an inheritance check coming. I'm going to tell you that. Do I see money coming your way? I do. And it's not just a, I'm not going to say it's a tremendous amount, but it's not a little bit either. But what I see coming your way is to the tune of about, oh, you know, I'm getting it in multiples of 3. So it's either 3, 9, or 12 is what I see coming your way, 3, 9, or 12. So it would be 3, 9, or 12,000. But, you know, either amount would still be welcome, I'm sure. You'd appreciate any of those amounts. But I do see them coming your way. I don't see them coming your way for about 18 months, but I do see them coming your way.
Oh, I got to have a miracle before then, Dr. Jenny.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I'm gonna tell you what I do see. I see that it does get difficult. I understand that, and I see that. But I also see that you always seem to skate through. You just, it's kind of like the garage door's coming down, and you come running at it, and you just get under it before it shuts. And each time, you just make it. You just make it. And I see you're going to continue to just make it. So I'm telling you not to worry about it. You will continue to make it. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy street for a while yet. Eventually, it's going to get a whole lot easier. But right now, keep fighting the good fight, because I see that you're going to always make it. You will not get to the point where you don't have the roof over your head or the food on the table, okay?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen to that, right?
Amen.
Okay, so don't worry, Sarah. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, and thank you for being so patient and waiting, okay?
Thank you. I clicked on my little follow-up button so I can make sure I'm aware of when you're on the air, and I will.
Wonderful. We look forward to hearing from you, and definitely tune in anytime every Wednesday night from 8 to 10. We're live. You have a fantastic evening, and many blessings to you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That was great.
Yeah, she's a neat lady, and I think she's going to do really well if she goes back to school. You know, it's funny. A lot of times we think that the older we get, no matter what age, you know, from the time you get out of high school, you think, oh, well, I'm not going to be able to retain the information. But I think something else takes over, the wisdom that you've gained,
mm-hmm.
you know. You start to it's funny, you know, you start to learn what to look for because you've read forms and you know the different things, the important information. So I think it's easier for you. I actually truly think it becomes easier to study as you get older because you're reading books and you know what's fluff and you know what's
really
the important part.
Well, and you know what is important and you know what you need to study and what
right.
you don't.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I find I'm always taking courses all the time. I'm never not taking a course ever, and I can say that they seem to get easier as you go, just because you know what to look for. You know
the whole fact that you can do all this online now.
Oh, it's wonderful!
It makes it. I mean, you can have a full time job and still mm-hmm. go to school.
It's
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you can get just about any education in just about any area of life that you would desire online. In the comfort of your own home. So you don't have to say, well, you know, I'm working two jobs and there's no way. You know what? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
You know, and people do it all the time. So, you know, go for it, Sarah. Absolutely go for it. And don't give up because, you know what? You have a good chance, really, truly. We'll be right back. Mario Love? And forgive me, I don't know who sings
it.
We're trying to figure
either,
it out.
But I like it.
I like it, yeah.
Peppy.
It's very peppy.
Jazzy.
Okay, now we really sound old. Don't use those two words ever again.
Peppy and jazzy.
Peppy and jazzy. Listen, everybody, we're going to take another call here. I just, again, want to say that if you're ever looking for a reading, you can go to my website at www.drginny. That's drginny.com. And you can find out what I'm all about. You can read testimonials. You can get all kinds of information, blah, 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 blah. But more important, the most important thing, is you can also go to the Contact Me page. And when you do that, if you put your information in there, we'll enter you into our free weekly drawing. We have an email drawing. And if you send it in, we automatically enter you in. If you don't get picked that week, you are in every week until you get picked.
Yeah, into our giant bin O.
Winners, yes. And we have all the emails in there, and we pick one each and every week. And we're going to be doing that in just a second. But first, we have a very kind caller who's been waiting for 46 minutes and 17 seconds, and I would like to put her on right now. Hi, Mariah. You are on live with Dr. Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Okay, wait. No, I know this voice.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
See, now she spells your name differently. You know, when the producer, she'll ask you what your name is when you call in, and they put it in. But the second I hear your voice, I know who you are.
Everybody spells it differently.
I know, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
I got my acceptance letter to school a couple of weeks ago.
Did I not tell you that you would?
Yeah, now financial aid would not turn the phones off when I'm calling.
Oh, I
going.
Know.
Did you
still having trouble with the financial aid?
No, they've turned the phones off.
Oh, wow.
They're like, we are receiving too many calls. One day we'll call you back. Leave a message. It's basically
yeah.
like a voicemail.
I know it's a little bit of a problem, and as I said to you, I was a little concerned about that. That was the only thing. I know you're going to get the aid, but you may have to wait till the next session. You know that.
I know. They're just trying to kill me. It's okay.
Well, I don't think they're trying to kill you. I think they're, you know, there's this whole downturn in the economy thing that might have something to do with it, right? But I don't think they're trying. I don't think they're singling you out, is what I'm trying to say. Okay.
Yeah, and they were funny. The one person I spoke to was in admissions, and they were like, "You can come down here and speak to us in person, and maybe it'll help." I'm like, "You're 3 hours away. I'm not coming 3 hours."
Can you imagine?
I don't want to pay for this phone call. Like, you think I want to come for 3 hours?
But let me tell you something. It makes a difference because Susie Q, who is in our chat room, you should get into the chat room with her because she marched herself into the financial aid office and manipulated a way to be able to make sure that she is covered and she got her financial aid and she's doing what she needs to do. So if you get a chance, go into the chat room, and she might be able to share some of what she did to get her financial aid pushed through really quickly.
Oh, well, I might have to do that.
Yeah, definitely do, because she's very knowledgeable.
3 hours.
Yeah, I can imagine. It can be so frustrating, and it is. You know, it almost seems ludicrous because they have people where they've paid for their, you know, they've given them financial aid for a year and a half or something or whatever, and they're not giving them the rest of the financial aid to finish their degrees, and it's wrong. And I understand that as a country we're suffering, but gosh, this is yeah. And I want you to know, don't go to Dolly in the chat room because she just wrote financial aid office boo hiss. She has not done as well in the financial aid office. So I'm going to tell you, don't ask her any questions. No, actually, her situation was that she is already highly degreed, but thought that if she continued on with her education that they would do financial aid, and right now they're not doing that. But that's not, I don't think that's your case, so I think you would have no problem getting the financial aid. But like I said, run over to the chat room before we go off the air, because we're going to be going off the air in about 15 minutes, and talk to Susie, and she may be able to give you some quick pointers, okay?
I might have to, because God bless, I'm going to go insane.
So I know. Okay. I know. All right. So do that, and let me know how you make out. Give us a call next week, okay?
Will do. Unless my
many prayers to you.
Now.
Okay. Keep us updated, okay?
Will do.
All right. Take care. Thanks
all
for
right.
calling
you
in.
You too.
Bye bye. She's so funny. She
I thought her voice
me.
Was familiar.
Yeah. She's just, I love her. She's so great. She cracks me up.
She's so
you
funny.
Know? If she lived closer, we'd probably make
yes,
her go with
definitely.
Us to Dinosaur World because, you know, she would be fun, I'm telling you. You know what time it is, Jessica.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to win this week,
okay?
Okay. I'm tired of losing.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do rock, paper, scissors and see who has to go down to the mailbox. The only thing I have to tell you, though, is that I will win. Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah,
one.
There's some confidence.
Okay, wait, now you're going to win. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, go. You win.
You changed last minute.
Look, and you needed a win. I'll run down
sure,
to the mailbox.
I don't want the pathetic win. If I can't even win rock, paper, scissors,
listen,
how's that? Is my
you know
life?
What? Yeah, I'm going down to open the rusty mailbox. Don't worry. Actually, you won. Honestly, I was going to do paper.
Were you?
Oh, yeah, I was going. Oh no, I would have won then. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
That's what friends do. We let you win.
That's true.
Opening. Oh gosh, you know that reminds me of a teacher I had in school. That cackle, that laugh.
Oh.
Yeah. And I won't go any further. Okay, I'm going to go further. She
you had
a
teacher that sounded like a witch?
I had a high school gym teacher. And, you know, I played tennis in high school all 4 years varsity. I mean, I was pretty athletically inclined. I mean, you know. And she was also my homeroom teacher, and she really disliked me because she was a former Playboy bunny, and I may
what?
Have might have maybe perhaps said something, you know.
I can imagine.
You know me. And so you know, I was teasing one day. I think I said something about bunny ears. I probably should
oh,
have.
Well, there you go. Then you put your name right on that list.
She gave me an F in gym.
Did
she? She had a tackle. Yeah, and I went to her. I said, you know, I run track. I'm in tennis. I've gotten an A in every class, and you're giving me an F in gym, and it was dance. Now, mind you, maybe I don't have good rhythm, but come on.
But an F.
Come on. And she said, well, I didn't think you participated. And I was like, really, really, really? And then she decided to give me a passing grade because she said she didn't want me in her class again. Yeah.
You made such a good impression, right?
You know, I was such a nice kid. I mean, I can't imagine. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have made the comment.
Well,
about
you
the
have a
years.
Tendency to speak your mind.
Yeah, that's got me in trouble on many occasions. Okay, then, moving right along. Let's see here. You picked out one, and I'll pick out one, and we will read away.
Okay.
You pick.
I'm going to go first.
Okay, you read.
Dear, this is funny, dear Dr. Jessica and Ginny. Hey, I like
it.
Being a doctor. I like
go
that.
Go with it. Go for it.
I've been working with a woman at my new job for the past year, and she is driving me crazy, crazy, crazy. She has the personality of a bear and the face of a pit bull. Ooh, there, she's attractive. She is rude with all her interactions with everyone and especially me. The company puts up with it because she's been there for many, many years and is good at her job, which is not interacting with people. What can I do to make myself less miserable around her? And this is from Janice from Oak Tree, Michigan.
That, what can you do?
That's
you
a
know?
Toughie.
Because that's a toughie because she is, let's just say, entombed at the company.
Mm-hmm.
She's there.
I mean, she's one of those people that sounds like she's in there, whether
yeah, she's there to
she's
stay.
A miserable human being or not.
You know, I think that you know, there are sometimes in life that we have to sit back and we have to say, you know what, no matter what I do, I can't change this person,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so we can't change the way they act. So all we can do is change the way we perceive them. And maybe one of those ways is to realize that people who act that way, people who are so negative and unhappy and look like a pit bull, did she say? Was that it?
Yeah, a face of a pit bull.
Face
Which
of a pit
some
bull.
Pit bulls are cute.
Well,
hey, they can
okay,
be.
They can be. I'm not a particular fan of the pit bull. But I would say this. When people are that way, they are terribly unhappy, and they must have just such an unhappy home
yeah.
life. And they then bring that into work, and Just think of all the negative angst going on in them all the time. Ooh, it's just sad. So instead of being angry, maybe take pity on them, because I think the emotion that comes out with pity is one of compassion, because we feel sorry for them because we realize, oh, my gosh, how awful their life must be, how lonely they must be. They must not ever have an outlet. You know, they must not have somebody to go out with on a Saturday and go to Dinosaur World with, right? Seriously, right?
Obviously.
You know?
Well, yeah, so that's somebody who's probably lonely.
And has no way to vent, because that's one of the things you do with your spouses and your friends and the people that you socialize with. You talk about things, you validate things, you have fun, you let loose. And I don't think she has anybody to do that with. So if you feel sorry for her, then the compassion comes out, and then you're able to see her in a different light. So in a way, you're changing your perception of her. So I would say do that, because unfortunately, we can't always force people to change as much as, you know, we see that it would bring a great, wonderful light into her life. The other thing you can do is you could try, I'm just saying try, to befriend her outside of work. That's if you really want to, and that might be taking a step way beyond what you want to do.
I was going to say, that might be awkward.
It may be, but it's also a possibility. I think that's to the extreme, but certainly change your perception.
Well, hey, and maybe it'll change her life if she has a friend outside of work.
Exactly. So good luck with that, Janice, in Oak Tree. And you know what? If you get a chance, try doing that, and then write us back and let us know how you make
out. Yeah,
curious
how that goes.
Yeah, because I really think that'll make the world a difference for you, for sure. Okay, now I've got another one here. It says, "Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I have been dating Josh. I've been dating Josh for several years now, and suddenly I was contacted by an old school friend on Facebook. Now this is something that has happened to a lot of people. They get contacted by old friends on Facebook, people from high school and even elementary school. Okay, I have not seen him since he was 16 and we were friends. He wrote to me and said he always had a crush on me and was finishing up his master's and then wanted to meet and see if we could have a relationship. I've been emailing him back and forth almost every day for the last 6 months, and we have not met since he is living in Washington State. I told my current boyfriend, Josh, what was going on, and he has pulled away from me. What should I do?"
Well,
Lisa W. in Spokane.
Go figure. Why would you tell him?
Well, here's the problem. She says, "I've been dating Josh for several years now, and suddenly..." So if you're dating somebody for several years and somebody contacts you on Facebook from probably at least 5 to 6 years ago, right? Because he's getting his master's, so I'd probably put him at 21, 22, 23. I would say that if you could be so easily swayed, then maybe the person that you're looking for, that soulmate, that special someone, is probably not Josh, because you're already being swayed by the excitement of a mystery relationship with somebody you haven't seen in many, many years. And according to this, let's see, and you were friends with, you didn't have a personal relationship, you know, a boyfriend girlfriend relationship. So it would seem to me that that number one, you need to reevaluate your relationship with Josh, because you're so quickly riveted by this email relationship with this mystery person. And, you know, I think a lot of people have had this happen, and I know a lot of folks have called in to me about someone that, you know, they hadn't seen in a long time that contacted them via Facebook, and, you know, they have these feelings. And I think what you're also capturing a little bit is those carefree times, you know, when you're in high school and mom and dad were paying the bills and you had no job and no real responsibility.
But you're also different people. You were kids.
You were kids. And so, number one, I would say, A, your relationship with Josh, probably not moving forward in the long term, because you were very quickly ready to give it up there. And number two, why wouldn't Josh back away? Because you've just explained to him that you've been emailing somebody who wants to have a relationship with you. And he probably feels like the clock is ticking him, right? And then number three, listen, you know, if this gentleman from Washington State, if you want to, you know, go into that further, certainly, why not? You know, if you feel that. But don't be surprised if when he's actually there in person, that the mystery and excitement goes completely out
well,
of it.
Who knows what he actually looks like now?
Well, both
from
people
high
post
school.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
You know, people change.
So what are you saying? He could be.
He could be not the attractive person you thought he was. They could have gained 250 pounds.
This is true. Yes, this is true.
And they could have lost all their hair.
So she would be getting two for the price of one.
I'm just saying, people change, and you have this vision of them from the past.
The past, yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily always match up to today.
Although, the other thing that I've noticed is when people get back with high school sweethearts, you know, when they're in their 50s,
mm-hmm.
and they dated these people in high school, and then they hook up again, and I hook up in our way, not in the way they talk about
right,
it today.
Right, right.
It's funny, they in their eyes, they still see that person in high school,
really?
Even though they've changed, yeah. I've talked to so many people, and they say they've just, they see the person that they saw in high school.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Because
I know I've been on Facebook, and I've seen some of my friends from high school. I'm like, wow.
Right, yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, I know,
but
right?
But then again, it's more than 5 or 6 years.
Well, I know.
It's many years.
It's sometimes you look at those folks and you say, well, they've obviously had a good stress-free life.
Mm-hmm.
And other times you look at them and you think, gosh, they probably look like they've gone through a lot of turmoil. And you feel for them because, you know, you think, gosh, you know. I will tell you, and I say this as with all my heart, I say this to people. There are almost in everyone's lives, there are times when you look back on your past life where you can point with your finger and see where you made the mistake, where you strayed off the path. And I'm going to say this. Knowing that you strayed off the path and straying off the path is not the problem. The problem is not admitting that you strayed and coming back onto the path, because there's not a person out there who can't say, you know, where it all changed for me was right about here, because I did this when I should have done this. And then when I realized it, I was too afraid to change it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the only good thing about fear, can you think of anything?
Good thing about fear?
I can't think of anything.
There's not
can
a whole
you?
Lot of positives.
All right,
fear.
So we've just determined there's nothing good about fear. So you know what? When you're afraid to do what you think is best for yourself, that means fear and darkness is winning. So you got to do the right thing. So when you stray off the path, turn around and get headed right back on that path. And it's okay to make a mistake. You know, then you're a success. You haven't failed. When you fail is when you make the mistake and you never get back on that path. And it's never too late to get back on the path. You know, you can always get back on the path. And I'm not, and this is metaphorical. You know, the path could be you realize that you started, you know, maybe doing some things you shouldn't have been doing, maybe developed some addictions, or maybe stopped your education process. Or maybe settle for a job and we're too afraid to give up that job and go to another because of fear of failure. It's never too late to get back on the right path, but you have to fight the fear and say, you know what, I don't want to look back 20 years from now and say, this is where I got off the path and that's where I chose to continue to stay on the wrong path because I was too afraid to try. Because when you try, you're always a success. You've always won, okay? You win when you try. You can only fail if you give up. Isn't that true?
Yes.
That's absolutely true. All right, everybody, you know what? Next week, Wednesday night, if you want to hear all about Dinosaur World, and you know in painstaking detail.
Everybody's going, no!
We will be telling you all about Dinosaur World next week. So
we have to pick our winner.
Oh, yes. Okay, wait. You've got to put all these in here. Wait, hold on. We're going to put these into the big bin O emails. And hold on.
Which is getting
in.
Really, really, really heavy.
I know. And put these in too. And okay, now I'm going to pick one. Okay. There we go. Okay, I've got one. And the winner is Norma B., as in boy, from Metuchen, New Jersey.
Yay,
Norma
B.
Yay, Norma. You'll be getting a call from us in the morning. You'll get a free 30-minute private email, a regular reading from me, and you'll be notified. by email. And then we'll schedule that at a time that's convenient for you. Thank you very much for sending in your email. So everybody, if you want to get in that drawing and get a private email.
See how easy it is?
See, you could win. Just send us your email address. We'll enter you in. And
ask cool questions like these people do.
Yeah, always call. You know, if you're trying to call in and you can't get a hold of us, send us an email. And I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody on the chat line, but we got to most people on the chat line, and there's just a few we aren't going to be able to get to tonight. So please call in about 5 minutes before the hour on 8 o'clock, and you're almost guaranteed to get a reading that night. And next week we have an interesting topic. One of the topics is going to be how I met my significant other, some unique ways people have met their significant other.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. And, of course, we'll be doing tons of readings. And if you ever have any questions, go to my website, drginny.com, www.drginny.com. And we hope everybody has a happy and a peaceful week. And we will talk to you next Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Get ready for the dinosaurs.
I'm ready right now.
Okay.